Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 21st, 2021. Today is the fifth Sunday in Lent. In the 15th chapter of John, Jesus says, "I am the vine, I'm the true vine, you are the branches. My Father is the vine dresser. My Father removes branches that don't bear fruit, tosses them aside. And the branches that are bearing fruit get pruned so they can bear more fruit." Now, true confession, I know even less about vines and vineyards and vine dressers than I know about sheep and shepherding. But I do find this image of Jesus as the vine, I find it compelling because it speaks about connectedness, indeed about interconnectedness. We are connected with Jesus, who connects us with the Father, who is connected with Jesus, who remains in us as his people. There is this interesting dynamic of mutuality in this metaphor. Jesus uses a particular word to highlight this analogy, a verb, and it repeats itself a number of times in this passage. Abide. The Greek word that is translated abide could also be translated remain. Abide in me as I abide in you, Jesus says. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you will and it'll be done, Jesus says. It's all about remaining. And in a culture that is always on to the next thing, remaining, abiding, is a spiritual discipline. But we don't remain or abide simply by our own force of will. We are already connected through the waters of baptism, through the love of God. We are already connected with the life-giving source that is Jesus. Now, that line, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can ask whatever you will," I do not believe that this is some sort of prosperity gospel mantra. I actually believe the asking is predicated upon the abiding. In other words, if we are remaining in relationship with Jesus, if we are connected to Jesus, and through our connection with Jesus, connected to one another, then the things that we ask will comport with Jesus' will and Jesus' teaching. In other words, I'm not particularly sure that this is a golden text for us to ask for material things beyond our daily bread. How would we ask for personal gain when so many in our world are starving or thirsty or diseased? How in the world could we be so selfish if we are connected to the one who gave his very life for the healing and wholeness of the world? So our prayers are tempered by abiding. Our life is ordered by that connective relationship with Jesus. Now, early on in this passage, Jesus says that, and I mentioned it, that if a branch bears fruit, it gets pruned so it'll give more fruit. Now, that does seem counterintuitive, doesn't it? We who are always used to more and more growth, But the natural propensity of a grapevine is to become unruly. It's to grow every which way, and when the energy of growing every which way is allowed to occur, there's less energy on the part of the plant to devote to bearing fruit. I think that might be a particularly useful metaphor for me anyway. What in my life needs to be curtailed? How am I growing in every which way? And how does God prune some of that every which wayness? How does God prune that back so that more of God's own life, more of Christ's own life, can be born in my life? Well, again, I do not believe in too close of a literal reading to this text, but I do wonder if by being continually connected to God in prayer, to God in reading Scripture, to God by being a part of the community known as the church, Christ's body. I wonder if by being connected, if some of my unruliness doesn't get pruned away. Some of the unruliness that leads to angry words or hateful words or hurtful words. Some of the behaviors that are not only destructive to community or my own witness as a Christian, but maybe even destructive to myself, to my own well-being. How does being connected to God make me more willing to be pruned just a little bit? Not to mix metaphors, but how does being connected to God help sort of remove some of my sharper edges? It's all about abiding. It's all about remaining. It's all about being connected. It's not about getting my reward or getting something that I think might be coming to me. The fruitfulness of being a follower of Jesus, that fruit comes from both connection and allowing myself to be subject to the pruning of the Holy Spirit. A little later in the New Testament, we read Paul, who talks about the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, hope, peace, temperance, those kinds of things. All of those fruit, that does not come from our own. That doesn't come because we can make ourselves loving or make ourselves patient or make ourselves long-suffering or make ourselves joyful. The fruit comes from a lifetime of abiding, of remaining with Jesus, who is the true vine. So as we enter this final week in Lent, perhaps we can offer ourselves once again to God and once again say something like, I want to abide, I want to remain, I want to bear fruit. Your will in my life, O Lord, be done. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.